Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 30.
I want to thank you for watching or listening to this podcast. And those of you that remember my father, Dr. Lester Summerall, he had one series that was called How to Cope. How to Cope with Life's Problems. And it was about anything and everything. I mean, it was unbelievable. He had it on a television series, and then it became a church service, and then, of course, then a syllabus, and then booklets. I mean, it was amazing. How do you cope with life problems? And people want to know just that. Sometimes people in ministry, they just want to prove their point in theology. They want to go back to the Latin and to the Greek and, of course, the Hebrew, and on it goes, to make a point. And, of course, when somebody is in a desperate need or a desperate way, they don't need a point. They need help. They need help. And so over the next several weeks, I'm going to try to help you with kind of an updated version on how to cope. How do you cope with life's problems today? And the first one that we're going to attack is one on discouragement. You know, if you haven't been discouraged at some point in your lifetime, you're not part of the human race. Because every single human being does get discouraged. I mean, things don't go your way. You had an expectation. It just didn't happen. Or the job that you were looking for, or the house you were looking for, or the university or school you were looking for turned you down. I mean, your mate, your children, your cars. I mean, people are all over the map about being discouraged. But the Bible talks about David. He had to encourage himself in the Lord. And so there was nobody patting him on the back. Nobody was saying, boy, David, you're the man. You are the man, David. Nobody was patting him on the back, saying what a great job he was doing. In fact, they were trying to hunt him down to kill him. So David had to encourage himself in the Lord. And so sometimes it's going to be you and Jesus that have to do some talking. Now, there are a whole lot of voices in our world, a whole lot of voices. But there's a whole lot you don't have to listen to. There are many negative voices. Have you heard the news lately? Have you heard the real news and or the so-called fake news? I mean, voices. And some voices that just want to speak into your life, telling you how bad you are and how you don't have the right education and your parents weren't the right type and your friends aren't the right type and you don't have the ability. You don't need to listen to those voices. Those voices are not helping you. They are draining you of energy, of spiritual life, of the Word of God, of what you committed to the Lord to do with your life. They're draining you. So you have to turn the dial a little bit. And you got to get to another station. You got to get to another place in this life where you are listening to the Word of God, to the Holy Spirit on the inside, to hear that right clarion call voice of what to do. Well, let's go to the Word. That is the best place to go. And so the book of Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 11. Isaiah 51 and verse 11 says this. The redeemed of the Lord shall return. I mean, you go out, you got to come back again. The Lord said the redeemed are going to return again and come with what? Singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. People talk about replacement in the wrong way. They talk about replacement theology, replacing philosophies, and Jesus is just another philosophy. No, he's not a philosophy. He is the way, the truth, and the life. That's not just philosophy. And so here the Word tells us that you come with joy and singing, and a whole lot of times it is the sacrifice of praise. Praising because you hurt, and when you hurt, and when things don't go the right way, and you have disappointments, and your checks bounce, and your car quits running, and you have yourself fixed on the Lord. You have a destination. You just got to get there from point A to point Z. How do you do that? Singing, praising, knowing your God connection. Then it says, and then sorrow and mourning will flee away. Did they flee at night, overnight? No, did they flee away just because you look good and go to church all the time and you actually hold your Bible just the right way? You know all the songs. You don't even have to look at the screen anymore in church. No, the enemy is a sneaky enemy. He'll come at you from the side door, the back door, the trap door, the window that's left open, besides the front door. And a lot of believers, for whatever reason, they had the mentality, boy, if I just guard this front door, I'll be good. No, the devil being the devil, he is a low down mastermind of how to get to you and disrupt your life forever. That is his plan. And so you have to understand that sorrow and mourning will flee away when you continue in the Word, when you continue in your prayer life, when you continue to glorify God, when you continue to praise, when you continue to magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Then the obvious question is this: when then is this feeling going to go away? It goes away when you continue. You know, the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, talks about we have an enemy, and he doesn't stop. Actually, the translation says, organized divisions of demons are there to pounce on you, to torment you, to destroy your life. And the Bible says this: having done all to stand. The next word, the next verse says, stand. Having done all. Having done all. Have you done all? That's a good question you need to ask yourself. Have I done all? Having done all, stand. The next word implies, keep on standing. Don't quit. I know a lot of you, I do, believe that our Lord's coming soon. Messiah's coming. We are too close to the end tape to quit now. Keep on praising. Keep on lifting him up. And in the end, we're going to win. We're going to win with the winner, the one that has gone before us. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.